Hi everyone and welcome, this is Bob Cameradelli. Before our next old-time radio presentation for all you old-timers out there, here is one of the great vocalists from American history, a name that stands among the very best, daughter of Lisa Minnelli, the star of The Wizard of Oz. Age 33, here is Miss Judy Garland in a big hit from 1955, Danny Boy. On the Boxcar 7-Eleven Old Time Radio Pod, where the oldies are still young.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen. The summer's gone, and all the roses falling. It's you, it's you.
Aldrich Family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith, and starring Ezra Stone as Henry, with Jackie Kelk as Homer.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother!
And now for the Aldrich Family. The phrase, never a dull moment, certainly describes a day in the life of a typical teenage American boy like Henry Aldrich. And it more than describes what happens to everyone who comes in contact with him. The scene opens in the Aldrich front hall. It is late afternoon.
You! Anybody here?
Hello, Olive.
Sam, what are you doing home?
I finished early at the office. Where have you been, Olive?
Why, out. Just out.
Did you have a good time?
Lovely. As soon as I take my hat off, dear, I'll make us a cup of tea.
That'll be nice.
Was anyone with you?
Where, dear?
Out.
No, I was all by myself.
Oh. Not that I care where you went, Alice. Naturally, your time is your own, but you look a little funny.
I do? Well, Sam...
Yes?
That is... Did you have an interesting day, dear?
Fairly interesting.
Well, that's good.
Did you?
Oh, yes, I had the most... I'll go and make the tea.
Alice, where were you?
Why, Sam, I wasn't going to tell you just yet, but I'm so excited. I've been to an auction sale.
I hope you didn't buy anything.
Now, dear, you know perfectly well I bought something.
All right, let's have it.
Well, they're sort of chairs.
What kind of chairs?
Why, they're the kind that they'd be just grand in a... Well, any place we put them.
How many chairs?
How many? Sam, they're genuine early American, and it sounded as though they went back to 1840.
They went where?
And they were awfully cheap, dear, and there's a good deal of wood on them, I know that.
I see.
But, dear, before you set your heart on them, they may not be chairs.
What?
Sam, I was way at the back of the hall, and there was a woman with a feather right in front of me.
Yes?
So I'm not quite sure what I bought.
What?
They're in the living room, Henry.
Oh, boy, have you heard about the Browns?
What Browns?
The Homer Browns. She was just what happened to them.
What, Henry?
I don't know.
What?
I just ran into Willie Marshall, and he said something practically unbelievable happened to them.
And he didn't say what it was?
He doesn't know either. But, boy, it's all over town, so somebody ought to know. I'm going to phone that.
Well, that's odd. I had lunch with Will Brown today, and he didn't mention anything.
Well, whatever happened to them must have... Oh, my goodness, is that a truck pulling into our drive?
It looks like it.
Sam, that must be my chairs.
Alice, walk, don't run.
Come and see them, dear.
117 Elm Street, Aldrich.
That's right. Just set them right down here. Oh, my, aren't they beautiful.
All right, Alice, what are they?
Look, Sam, they are chairs, ladder backs.
Well...
Here, our lady, sign here.
Yes, of course.
Thanks. So long.
Goodbye, and thank you. Sam, look. 5 dining room chairs.
Yeah.
Genuine antiques. Aren't they beautiful?
Grand. Just grand.
Oh, I'm so glad you like them, dear.
Oh, I do. There's just one small point I'd like to bring up.
Yes?
We already have a set of dining room chairs.
Now, isn't that just like a man?
It is.
Yeah, there are all kinds of places we can use them.
Such as...
And besides, Sam, these chairs are really a wonderful investment.
Are they?
Of course they are, dear. Antiques always have a high resale value, didn't you know? And you always said I don't have a good head for business.
But, Alice...
Come on, dear, let's go in the living room and take a look around.
What for?
Maybe there's something we can get rid of to make room for the chair.
Now, Alice, we're not going to start throwing out my favorite furniture.
No kidding, Agnes. Oh, boy. Well, goodbye, Agnes. Gee whiz, the way Agnes understands, it's Homer's uncle who died.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, it isn't. He left a will or something. Agnes says she hears the Browns have inherited a couple of fortunes.
Henry, aren't you being rather mercenary?
I know, but... Well, gee whiz, do you realize what that means?
Dear, you're entirely too excited.
But, Mother, don't you agree it's pretty wonderful when your best friend suddenly becomes successful?
I'll answer the phone.
Henry, I want you to go and comb your hair.
Comb my hair? Just when Homer's fallen into some money?
Hello?
Hello, Sam. This is Will Brown.
Well, I just heard the news. Which brother was it?
What's that?
Or was it your uncle?
Whose uncle? Is this Sam Aldrich?
Well, didn't you just come into some money?
Well, yes, but...
And I want you to know how sorry I am.
Sam, what are you talking about? There's nothing new wrong with my brother.
Oh, then what's the story that's going around town?
How should I know? You tell me.
Never mind.
Hey, look, Sam, why don't you and Alice join us for dinner at the Mansion House tonight?
The Mansion House?
Anna, Sam, Anna.
That sounds like a good idea.
That is provided I can reserve a table.
Well, Alice and I can provide the chairs.
That's funny you should mention chairs, Sam. That's where we picked up some money today.
Oh?
Elizabeth unloaded an old set of chairs on some sucker at an auction sale.
Well, now, Will, isn't that... Well, what was that again?
The 5 old chairs, Sam, that we got stung on 15 years ago. And they've been kicking around in our attic ever since.
Well...
Some fella told us they were genuine antiques.
Will, what exactly did these chairs look like?
Sort of early American ladder bank jobs, with straw seats.
And knobs All the way up the legs?
They'll give you things you ever saw.
Yeah.
I sure like to see the expression on the face of the poor guy that got him.
Well, I don't think we'll be able to make it for dinner tonight after all.
No, why not?
Frankly, I suddenly don't have much of an appetite. Henry, never mind making whirlpools with the cream. Just eat your cereal.
Sure, Father, I'm eating it. Only, frankly, I'm a little worried about Mother.
What about me?
Ever since last night, you've been looking kind of sad.
Henry, finish your breakfast. You'll be late for school.
No, I won't, Mother. There's plenty of time before Homer gets here.
Homer's coming over?
Sure to call for me. Mother, look, are you worried about something I've done?
Of course not, Henry.
Henry, will you run upstairs and get me a handkerchief?
Isn't that a handkerchief there in your coat pocket?
Now, please get me another one.
You want two handkerchiefs?
I feel a cold coming on.
But, Father...
Now, please go! I don't want Henry to know a thing about those chairs.
He doesn't, dear.
And I don't want Homer to know about them, either. You'll trot straight back to Will with the news.
Now, Sam...
Don't you understand I'll never be able to look Will Brown in the eye again?
Is that why you hid the chairs down in the coal bin?
Yes. I want you to get rid of them today, do you understand?
But, Sam, have you looked at it this way? The longer you keep antiques, the more valuable they become.
But, Alice, those chairs are not antiques.
But, dear, they will be if we keep them long enough.
Alice!
Here's your handkerchief, Father, and some aspirin.
Aspirin? What for?
Gee whiz, you're cold. Here, I'll pour you a glass of water.
Henry, I don't need any water.
You mean you just swallow them straight?
Hey, Henry.
I'll be right there, Homer. Goodbye, everybody.
Henry, come back here.
What is it, Father?
Henry, naturally, if you're walking to school with Homer, you'll be talking to him.
Sure.
Well, then remember this. If he asks you any questions about the family, you know nothing. Absolutely nothing.
About what?
Nothing.
Nothing? Father, is something wrong?
No, of course not, Henry.
But no matter what Homer asks you, just don't answer it.
Hey, Henry, we're going to be late for
school. I'm coming, Homer. Goodbye, everybody.
Don't take the book.
I won't, Mother. Goodbye.
Bye, Henry. Have a gumdrop.
Homer, are you asking me? Because if you are, I know nothing.
About what?
Never mind. Let's have a gumdrop.
Hey, you don't have to take the whole word.
But look at the size bag you have.
Boy, that's nothing. Wait till you see what I've got in my pocket.
Yeah?
Look, licorice, bubble gum, cigars.
Cigars?
Across the street.
Cigars?
Sure, they're solid chocolate.
Boy, what happened? I thought my father said your uncle didn't die after all.
He didn't, but we had a windfall just the same. This morning, my father called me in and said, Homer, how about stepping up your allowance this week?
He did?
I'll say. And listen, why don't you ask your father to do the same thing?
Now, wait, Homer. What are you trying to pump me about?
Pump you? How?
I've noticed. All you've done is ask me questions. Why doesn't my father increase my allowance? Will I have a gumdrop? Shall we cross the street? Exactly what is it you're driving at?
Are you crazy?
See, that there's another question. Well, let me tell you, my folks told me to keep my mouth shut, and I'm going to.
You mean it's that bad?
Homer, if you'll change that from a question to a statement, I'll tell you. Otherwise, you'll just have to wonder.
Okay, things at your house are pretty bad, aren't they? I mean, things are bad. Boy, they sure are.
Do you know what I overheard my mother tell my father last night? She said she wouldn't ask him for 1 cent to run the house on for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah?
And she said she had a good head for business, too.
Why'd she say a thing like that?
Maybe she's going to help my father out. Gee, maybe I ought to find a way to help out, too.
Henry, you're the very guy I want to talk to. How'd you like to go into business with me?
What business?
Look, I'm not asking you this, I'm telling you. Did you know there's a terrific demand for secondhand furniture and junk?
Huh?
Whatever you can dig up, somebody is darn fool enough to pay money for.
Homer, since you're not asking me would I like to go into business with you, my answer is yes, I would.
If you'll just come with me, Mr. Smith.
Uh-huh.
The chairs are right here in the coal bin. There they are.
Uh-huh.
As you see, they're ladder backs.
Uh-huh.
And quite old, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Smith, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I paid $25 for them.
Well, you got a good buy. These are valuable chairs.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
You don't say. Wait until my husband hears that. He insists I have no business sense.
Where's the sixth chair?
I only have five.
Oh, too bad. If you had the set of six, I could pay you $65 for them.
You would? As much as that?
If you had six.
Oh, my goodness.
Five are worthless.
Worthless?
To me, they are.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Now, wait. It just occurred to me, Mr. Smith, there's the slightest possibility I might be able to get the other one.
Yes?
The couple who used to own them might have it kicking... That is, lying around.
Homer, are you sure that auction sale is going on for two more days?
Positive. Come on, haul the sack in here.
Okay, but what's in your room you can sell?
If we look around in corners and underneath things, we might find anything.
Hey, I know. Where's your stuffed rattlesnake?
Under the bed. Only you know what I was thinking of selling?
What?
The bed.
Homer, you mean you'd auction off your own bed?
Sure. My mother heard of one that brought $100 at yesterday's sale.
No kidding.
Of course, it was hand-carved.
Yeah, but the only thing carved on your bed is your initials.
So what? Somebody might come along with the same initials and be crazy about it.
But supposing you did get $100 for the darn thing, what would you sleep on?
Who'd want to sleep?
I know, but...
And besides, Henry, aren't we trying to raise money to help your folks?
Yeah.
Okay, then. After all they've done for me, the least I can do in return is sleep on the floor.
Homer, my father will certainly appreciate it,
Henry.
But...
Who's that out in the hall?
I don't see anyone.
It was a woman of some kind. She was sort of tiptoeing along. All of a sudden, she slid into my mother's bedroom.
You suppose it's a cleaning woman?
Here she comes out again.
Well, hello, boy.
Oh, is that you?
Your father and I dropped in for a little visit with the Browns. My, what a lovely room you had here, Homer. Well, my goodness.
What's the matter, Mrs. Aldridge?
Homer, that little stool with the straw seat over there in the corner, it looks like...
That's the seat part of an old chair we used to have.
What?
Mother, what's the matter?
Homer, where's the rest of it?
The back part? My father uses it for a pipe rack.
You don't say. Oh, my. Homer, I suppose you're quite attached to that lovely little stool?
No. Gee whiz, I only use it to rest my foot on when I'm shining my shoes.
Really?
Sure. And I hardly ever do that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I wish my mother took that attitude.
And the back of the chair is your father's pipe rack?
Sure.
Well, will you excuse me, boys? I'm going downstairs and speak to your father.
Henry. Do you think your folks have lost their home and they're moving in here with us?
Gee whiz.
Gee.
Homer, are you putting that old stool in the bag?
Sure. We're going to sell it at the auction.
That darn thing?
Why not? If it looked good to your mother, it might look good to somebody else.
You're crazy.
Now listen, Henry. Do you really want to help your folks or don't you?
Yes, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldridge. Alice and Sam Aldridge discover that the five antique chairs she had bought at auction were worthless without the sixth, which they are now trying to get from the Browns. As a result, Henry and Homer believe Henry's parents are in financial difficulties. The scene opens at the Browns. It is a little later the same day.
As I was saying, Will, I've certainly become attached to that pipe rack of yours.
That darn thing?
Yes, it sort of grows on you. Well, it was only 5 minutes ago I first laid eyes on it.
It took 15 years for it to grow on me.
Is that right? I certainly wish it were mine.
Well, Sam, you smoke cigars, don't you?
I've suddenly taken up pipes.
Well, you know, I thought pipes made you deathly sick.
Well, they used to, but not anymore, Will.
Well, and here, let me make you a present.
What?
Here's a pipe I've never touched. My wife's brother sent it to me. I wouldn't smoke it with a 10-foot pole.
But, Will...
It's yours, Sam. And here's some new tobacco I picked up. Yeah, I'll fill it up for you.
But you see, Will...
Sam, would I ever give you anything if I really wanted it? Yeah. I hope I haven't packed the tobacco in too tight.
Oh.
Here's a light.
Thank you, Will. Thank you very much.
Now, there's a smoke with authority, huh?
It certainly is. The only thing is, Now I really need a place to keep this pipe.
What, Sam?
I'll buy that pipe rack from you, Will.
Well...
Sam, did you... Well, what are you two so busy talking about?
Why, we're simply...
Sam, I never saw you smoke a pipe before.
You didn't? Well, you're seeing me do it now.
Where have you been, Alice? Out in the kitchen with Elizabeth?
No, I just went back upstairs to... Sam, do you feel well?
Yes, I feel... Isn't it just a little close in here?
No, you noticed it too. Here, let me go open the front door for a minute.
Sam is gone.
What's gone?
The stool up in Homer's room, the other half of that pipe rack.
It is?
Dear, don't you even care?
Care?
Sam, I'll tell you what. If you want that doggone pipe rack so much, I'll sell it to you. Yes, sir. Give me a $10 bill and we'll call it square. Sam?
Sam? Sam, speak to me!
Sold for 25 cents to the boy with the lady in the sailor pants.
Gee whiz.
Now, you just wait a minute while we get the next few items up on the plank.
Boy, Henry, did you see that? 25 cents for my old left roller skate.
Imagine, aren't people dumb?
I'll say. Boy, they'll buy anything.
And now we come to this very interesting item.
Homer, it's your shoe. The one my mother was so crazy about.
We have here, folks, a very valuable-looking, well, it might make a fine milking stool.
Or for shining shoes.
Did I hear a bit of two?
No, gee whiz, I just
Homer,
said...
keep quiet.
Hey, you didn't say two.
Two I have. Who'll make it three?
Oh, boy.
Do I hear $3? Three is bid. Who'll make it $3?
Sure, who'll make it three?
You will? Fine. $3 I have.
No!
Homer, what are you doing?
$3 I'm bid for this unique and fascinating little, item here. $3 is bid. I'm bid $3. $3, who'll make it four?
What'll I do?
No one says four? Well, it looks as if the young man in the front row is in luck.
Who, me?
Going for $3?
Then it's costing me $3.
Going, Frank?
It's my own stool.
Yes, go. Hey, what's the commotion,
Homer? What's happening?
Will the gentleman who just came in please find a seat? Perhaps he'd like to bid on this object.
Yes.
Henry, somebody wants to buy it.
The bid stands at $3.
$3.50.
I can't accept a 50-cent raise, sir.
Why not?
There's a young fella here in the front row who's very eager to have this stool.
No, I'm not honest.
$10.
What?
That's more like it. Sold for $10 to the gentleman without a seat in the rear.
Well, who wants to bought the stool?
I don't know. I can't see back that far.
See, you know, if I didn't happen to know my father was having financial difficulties, I'd swear it sounded like him.
Oh, excuse me. Could you help me right away, please? I want to have this chair. Why, Gus.
Afternoon, Mr. Aldrich.
I thought this was the cabinet maker's.
It is.
But, Gus...
I'm the new apprentice.
Apprentice?
Yeah. You know, they take on young fellows and teach them the trade.
But, Gus, last week you were an exterminator.
Yeah, I give it up.
Is that so?
Yeah. There I'd be, and there a poor little ant would be. I'd give a... And there I'd be, and the little ant wouldn't be. I give it up, Mr. Aldrich.
I see.
Went against my nature.
Well, Gus, you see this chair?
Is that what it is?
Well, it used to be. Now, can you take this stool?
That reminds me of a chair I fixed once for my Aunt Hepzibah. What a wreck.
It was?
No, she was.
Gus, look, the chair wasn't really damaged.
Wasn't damaged? Oh, yes, it was. My Uncle Horace, he went clear through it.
The back part was used for a pipe rack, you see.
No. Couldn't have been used for that. Because Aunt Hepzibah, she never smoked.
What's that?
Leastways, not a pipe.
Now, look, Gus.
Although her mother, Great Aunt Jezebel, 96 she was, she wouldn't be caught without a corn cob.
Now, wait a minute, Gus.
Well, Sam, there go the chairs.
Thank goodness. I hope I've seen the last of them.
You look tired, dear.
Alice, do you realize I went through three generations of Gus's family to get that chair glued together?
Well, let's go in the living room and sit down and count my $65.
Your $65.
Naturally, dear, I'll give you the $25 I paid for the chairs in the first place.
Thank you.
And that leaves me a clear profit of $40. And then even you'll have to admit that's a very good business deal.
Exactly how do you figure you cleared $40?
It's simple arithmetic, dear. 25 from 65 is 40. Isn't it?
Well, how about the $10 I paid Will for the pipe rack?
Oh, that.
And the $10 I paid at the auction for the stew.
My goodness, you mean I owe you $20 more?
Simple arithmetic, dear.
Very well, here you are. That still leaves me a $20 profit.
Did I mention it cost $12 to have that sixth chair repaired?
$12?
That leaves you $8.
Well, $8 profit is $8 profit.
How much did it cost you to have the chairs carted up here to the house?
Why, not very much. Just $4.40. You mean all I have left is $3.60?
I'm afraid so, Alice. Perhaps after this you'll leave business to me.
Sam, I have a clear profit of $3.60. And any business that doesn't operate in the red is a good business. Henry, where have you been?
Handling a little business deal.
Sure, and boy, did we clean up.
You too?
And Henry has something to say to you.
No, Mother. Homer has something to say. It was his idea. Go ahead, you say.
Hey, you're a folks, Henry. You say.
No, you.
Well.
Go on, Homer. Don't be bashful.
Well, you've always been pretty nice to me, Mrs. Aldrich. And, Mr. Aldrich, you've been nice to me, too. At times. And now that you've had some hard luck, and we've had some good luck, we'd like to give you half of what we've made.
Homer, what are you talking about?
Mother, I caught on. You didn't think you could keep it from me, did you?
Keep what from you, Henry?
Mr. Aldrich, Henry and I aren't kids. We can read between the lines. Didn't we just see a whole load of your furniture being hauled away?
Yes, dear. We sold it to Mr. Smith.
That's what I mean. Gee, if you need money that bad... Here, take this. $5.12. Half of what we took in.
Homer, we won't do anything of the kind.
But, Father, that's the way Homer wants it. That's why he sold a valuable stool right out of his bedroom.
What?
Sure.
Dear, that's very generous of you. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome, Mrs. Aldrich. And I hope you don't have to sell any more of your stuff.
Come on, Homer.
But if you do, will you let us handle the deal for you? I think we could do a lot better than you could.
Sam?
And I thought I'd live to see everything.
Sam?
Now, Alice, don't cry.
Dear, I never knew boys could be so wonderful. Think of it. Sharing what they made, 50-50.
Yes.
Dear, under the circumstances, don't you think we should do exactly as much for them?
You mean give them half of your profit?
Half of just 360? Oh, no, Sam, half of all the money we got for the chairs.
But, Alice, what about our expenses?
Sam, did the boys deduct their expenses? Sometimes, dear, I think you don't know the first thing about business.
Listen again next week, same time, same station, for another sparkling half hour with your favorite youngster, his family, and his pals. The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone, is written by Clifford Goldsmith. ¶¶